Hello.
Shaboomba.
Welcome back to the Sort of Helpful podcast. I'm Blake.
I'm Sonia.
And you're back.
Yeah.
After my weird ass rampage of an episode.
What did you talk about?
Oh, you know it.
Yeah. That was a really good episode.
Yeah. Great callback.
Wow.
How are you doing?
Not good.
Not good.
I'm not good because
we're never great.
Who is? But I'm cringe. That was
dealing.
I hate that.
Let me take a look at that Snoopy. I haven't seen him.
But oh, take a look at the back, dude.
I didn't realize he was Snoopy. He's
it was
snowman.
Snoopy. Always Snoopy.
I gotta get some more Snoopy stuff.
Dude, you gotta go to the mall. That's where they got it. I got
Why
titty
the
pocket.
Why are the pockets so high?
Because it's like a crop sweater.
But they just could eliminate the pockets.
Oh dude, I like the pockets. I'm like, you know,
just cupping your boobies. All right,
okay,
you're not good, but you're wearing Snoopy. Elaborate.
And that's what matters.
Snoopy makes
are you saying
better.
If I'm so sad, how am I wearing Snoopy?
Exactly,
because Snoopy makes me happy.
Okay.
And then I'm not so sad, but here's the thing. I'm having a lot of imposter syndrome lately. I feel really fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
A sample board.
For,
oh yeah,
for sound effects,
dude.
Like, womp, 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 womp.
And this is the one. This goes into it, dude. I miss being hopeful. I miss being hopeful in the like when I was creative and I wasn't bound to one thing.
Science.
Yeah, dude. When that's it. That's just it, dude. If you're in STEM, listen. You have no choice.
They should call it STEAM. Put art in there.
You can.
Yeah, I thought it was. No, I'm thinking of Steam, like the
game. That's what I was like.
The
what?
Game platform.
No, I miss being.
Nah, STEM.
Artistic.
STEM can stay where it is. Well, isn't what does STEM stand for? It's
science, technology, engineering, and math.
Okay, so for some reason I thought like journalism or creative writing was in there. but no, I think that's
the
humanities
complete opposite.
Like,
yeah, liberal arts.
English. Yeah, I thought E was for English. Anyway. So you're feeling...
I'm feeling terrible, hopeless, and just stupid, and not...
You're having doubts about your...
I'm not going to make it to grad school because I'm doing terrible in my classes, and I'm just fucking stupid and not good enough.
No.
And just all these things because... Listen, man, when... Damn, this is hard to explain. Because when I say it out loud, I feel, well, it's my fault because I'm not putting enough effort in, which is true. But also, I think I'm putting the effort in, and it's just not good enough. And then, like, where am I in between here? Like, am I just really not putting the effort in? But I'm studying so fucking hard for this test, and I got a 77 on it.
That's not bad. In my world, I'm sorry.
In your world, I wish I was in your fucking world, because
I'm
it is
60s
bad.
I'm getting 60s over here on my test.
Dude.
I understand.
I love chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
We know this. I love chemistry.
It's hard.
It's not hard.
Sorry.
It's not.
It's not hard?
It's not hard, and I'm doing fucking terrible.
Put chemical together, make chemical?
Make chemical. That's literally all it is.
Mm.
Well, there's. It is hard. But it's when I study for it, I understand it. I could explain it to you, and for you to, I could, and you could understand it.
Mm-hmm.
I get to the test, but then again, I get to the test, and I'm like, I didn't memorize all those strong bases, weak nucleophiles, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Like I didn't memorize all those. I couldn't remember them. So I didn't know what mechanism
else?
Was this. I didn't know what mechanism that was because I couldn't remember if this was a strong base, weak nucleophile, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's literally all we have to do is memorize it, and I can't for the life of me.
Hmm.
And it makes me want to freak out because I don't want to get into the test. I'm just having a really bad time, and
mm-hmm.
I feel like a fucking dumbass. And I know I'm not, but I like my grades are saying that, you know? Like, that's
mm-hmm.
what my grades are saying. I'm fucking stupid.
Hmm.
You know, And that's where the imposter syndrome comes in. You look at all these people. Oh, well, I got a 71 on this quiz. I got a 54 on this fucking lab quiz. I didn't study for it, maybe. Maybe I didn't study enough for it. Mm-hmm. I understand that. But I thought, you know, I at least could have passed it. I thought I could have passed it.
So it's like the people you think that don't put so much effort in, they're kind of doing better than me? With it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it sucks. And it fucking sucks.
I see that too in... especially like my drawing classes over the couple semesters, like this is kind of different though. When like someone in the class who doesn't, you look at the drawing and you're like, okay, they're not really like, let's say college level of a drawing. Let's just say like high school level where it's like, it's decent. You can see what it is. But then the professor will say like, oh, that's good, you know, work on this. But then he gets over to someone who's really good, and you're looking at that drawing, you're like, that's a picture right there, that is the fucking figure.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, this is so out of proportion. So it's kind of flipped, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, because
you're dealing with grades, not so much of a critique.
Yeah,
so
it's actually very different.
But still, that happens to me where I'll see someone who maybe they don't like, we're both not at the same levels. Like, I try really hard, and my drawing, well, for lack of a better way to say it, my drawing looks more accurate to something than theirs does. But yeah. I'll get, like, a lesser grade than them, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
No, and that's, see, that's like,
a,
I'm like, huh?
That's a,
yeah. I don't know. Not to say, like, I'm a great drawer, but,
no,
you know, everyone's at different levels. I'm not as great as some other people, so.
Yeah, but.
I don't know.
Come on. You know, let's be humble, but come on, you know what I mean? You know that your work is good.
I mean, I will hype myself up as I'm writing an essay, you know, and I'm like, yeah, this makes sense. And then I get it back, and it's a fucking 68. And, you know, there's like, oh, there's sentence fragments. I'm like, what the fuck's a sentence fragment? Like, I'm not an English major. I'm a fucking artist.
Yeah.
Like, I know this is an art history class, and you got to write shit, but what the fuck?
Yeah, like, no, I'm depressed.
Oh.
Like, actually depressed, like, genuinely. Yeah.
I'm kind of coming out of that, but it is like it's a tipping scale for me.
I just imagine how happy I would be not in STEM.
So what happens if you do change over now, though? But you don't, if you change over, just say you change over to music production and creative writing and all that, and go back to the I guess, I think they're called the humanities. The creative aspect of you know, the arts.
Mm-hmm.
Would that mess up your ambition?
Well,
that would mess up your ambition/track to get a PhD, because that's what you want to do, right? You don't really want to, like, get rid of that aspect.
I
want to
get a. Plan. I do want to get a PhD.
You could get a PhD in music.
I could not do music theory. No, thank you.
I know, that's weird. Or art.
I could get my PhD in anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget that. But it's also just something in me. It's not because I want to get a PhD in science. It's because, like, I want to look good. Like, I want the PhD.
I mean, I feel not... like anybody who wants a PhD can relate to that. Be like, I want to be a doctor.
I want to kill myself in science. But I just want that PhD just so I can have it. You know what I mean?
That's so strange.
So it's worth, like, genuinely killing myself, my, like, everything like about me, just dead, just for that piece of paper and that name, that PhD after my name, and that doctor before it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I want. And right now, I'm so burnt out. I don't have the energy anymore to put the effort in.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's my problem now with these grades. But even when I think that I am putting the effort in, it's still just not good enough. And it's killer. I'm like, done, dude. I'm fucked. I'm cooked. I feel done. I feel stupid. I feel worthless. Like, it's, that's like, I keep crying. Like, every day I cry about it. Because it's like, I feel like I can't do anything. Because no matter what I do, I'm just fucked. I suck.
Have you talked to your professors about it? Be like, yo, I think I'm getting this, but you're telling me I'm not getting it, and that's confusing me. Like,
I haven't, because that's also my fault. You know, I'm really busy. I have three jobs and all this other shit, and I gotta quit fucking Lake Effect, dude. That's what's happening. I'm not coming back mm-hmm. next semester. I might stop now, frankly.
Why not?
But that's such a hard conversation to have with Nick, because it's like,
it's not about, you're not doing it to hurt anybody's feelings. You're doing it for your own sake. And I feel like he'll understand that.
Yeah, I got it. I think I just need to stop.
Any job would understand that. I fucking walked out of one of my jobs before, and they're like, all right, see ya.
I miss being creative, and I don't have the time to do it. Mm-hmm. And just my soul, like who I genuinely am. Like, it's so cringe to say, but like, I miss who I was before this. Like, you know, I went to Barnes & Noble yesterday, and I was like, oh, because I love Fran Lebowitz. I don't know if you know who that is, but she's super funny, a satirist, writer about like New York City and all that. And I point out, I was with Joe, I was pointing out, like, oh, I love Fran Lebowitz. And he says to me, you never talk about her anymore. And I'm like,
oh, dig.
And I, like, I know.
Not unpurposeful dig, no. But like, oh, fuck.
And he's like, yeah, that's a realization. Because I miss who I am. Like, I miss who I was. And I'm not that same person anymore. And it kills me that I'm not talking about her. Like, because this is, like, who I was.
Mm-hmm. It seems like there's more sacrifice in the half of you that wants to do science than there is in the music. Like, yes, one is more technically stable than the other. But I feel like, I feel, this is my outside point of view. I feel like you would be happier in a more creative sense, you know, outside of the science world, but you still have that love for the science and the love for like animals and like wanting to work at like the Natural History Museum or wherever the fuck, like zoos and all that shit, like zoology and like yeah. you should still do that. And I feel like you can still get those opportunities without the PhD, without the grad school and all that of yeah. like, you know, just you'd volunteer, then you get your in, and then you get to know these animals and all that. Maybe you, is there another form of like, you go to school, like, you know, marine biology, that's like for fucking, you know, whales
yeah.
and shit.
Yeah.
So is there one for like zoo-ish animals, like, you know, lions and tigers and bears?
So no, you can't actually get a PhD in that. you don't need, you know what I mean?
But is it zoology for that? Like, if you want
to yeah, biology, for zoology.
Biology, okay.
Or like, some have like wildlife management.
Yeah, something like that. You could do something like that, like mostly a creative major, but like a minor and something like that. So you can still have that because yeah. like, I wouldn't want to see you give up anything that you're passionate about, but it is a matter of like how your state of mind, your state of being, like how happy you are in one area.
Yeah.
Even if you are happy and passionate about science, but it's not working out and you really like I kind of lost it.
I'm probably distracting you.
I was looking at the screen. It's okay. I don't know. I don't want to see you have to make a decision and kind of like give up on science, like, but I feel like you won't ever lose that passion for it. And it sucks to think like, oh, this is something that I really want to do, but I'm not good at it. So like, what do I do now? But you have a lot of passions though. So it's like, it's not the end of the line for you. Your plans have changed. Like, let's say you don't continue with science. Let's say you switch your majors, you pursue something more musically, more creative, mm-hmm. and you just put aside the scientific PhD and go for maybe just grad school in music or something. That's just an example. You will still have that, you know, that piece of paper,
yeah,
and that just importance to you, that's still like checking off the goal, but it's just worded a little differently, you know, instead of science, it's something else. That's what I'm trying to think of right now, is how you can still get towards the PhD, but just not in science, you know?
Yeah.
I would say just don't, you gotta do what's best for your body. Like, it doesn't sound like you're doing too well, obviously. So I feel like you should change course. And if you do change course and it, you know, it doesn't work out, then maybe try something different or go back to science. See if something you know, something clicks after that. If you take a break from it for a while and then you think about it a little bit and you're like, oh, now this makes sense. And I know that that's a lot of trial and error, but I feel like that's the whole point of living, is just figuring out what works for you, figuring out what you want to do and what makes you happy, you know. But maybe you're happy with your profession, but you're not happy with your personal life. But then you could be unhappy with your profession, happy with your personal life, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of, I don't know, kind of flip-flopped. I don't know. It's a hard decision. It's a hard thing to think about.
It's hard being, yeah.
But something I said in the last episode, I said, you know, this is the time. This is the time for us to be feeling these things, for us to be changing, for us to be growing, experiencing, experimenting.
Yeah,
like, for sure. We feel, and I especially feel, like this is it. Like, if we change our minds, or if we change our course of trajectory, like, that's gonna fuck everything up. Like, we'll be so behind. But it's like, people are at different levels. Like, there are people who are more successful than us now, and there are people that we are more successful than right now, you know? Like, we're all at different levels. And I know it sucks when you see somebody else your age, especially, and they're way more successful than you. Like, maybe they're better at art. Maybe they're, you know, they've already got their PhD at such a young age, and they're a doctor freaking at upstate New York somewhere. And you know, you're like, well, that could have been me. And it's like, well, you have different lives, different circumstances, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe they had it pushed onto them. Maybe they didn't want to do it. And now they're, you know, now they're a teacher. Now they're a doctor. And they, you know, are kind of stuck with it because that's a pretty good job. And they can't really do anything else, because if they back down, then they're back to square one.
Yeah.
What you looking at?
I don't know. I'm just stressing.
Oh. That's scary. Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah, I feel stuck, and I feel...
You say you feel trapped?
I feel trapped, and I feel like no matter what I do, though, like, it's just, I'm always going to be unhappy, you know?
Yeah, I feel no matter what I do, I feel like there's a lot of things in my life right now that I can't change at all because of circumstances. Like, I can't change my workload, because if I do, you know, maybe if I slack off, or maybe if I quit college, like, that fucks with my whole trajectory right now of how my life is kind of planned out for, like, the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I just keep swinging. I keep trucking, and there's the highs and the lows, and it sucks so much when you flip from one to the next. Like, one day is so high and the next day is so low, and you're like, what the fuck? Like, you think it's the end.
Yeah.
But then you wake up tomorrow and you're like, you know, I just got to deal with this. Like, I just, even though I'm sucking right now, even though this, like, sucks on my mental health, like, I know I'll come out of this eventually, because I've come out of other things before.
Yeah.
And maybe I was worse in the past, and look at me now, I'm so much better. Like, it's really hard to have that hope, and to build up that ambition for, like, you know, things will get better.
Mm-hmm.
And it just takes time. And that sucks, because you feel like, well, fucking, I don't have enough time. Like, I know, it's such, like, you're just fucking having a sword fight with yourself and your mind.
Yeah. Nope. Ugh. We have a lot of time.
We do. And I hesitate when I say that, because I'm like, no, we don't. Yes, we do.
I know.
It's so confusing.
I know.
But, you know, I think it's better to have this than... if life was just calm all the time. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it makes it fun, for sure. Yeah,
you know, it's better to be feeling than to be feeling nothing, I think.
Yeah.
To be feeling, like...
Yeah, you should feel everything.
Like Groundhog Day sort of vibe. Like, yeah, I'm just gonna get up today, and it's gonna be the exact same. I mean, yeah, you have a schedule right now. You have, like, a sort of, like, your Tuesdays are like this, your Wednesdays are like that, but it's always different, I think. It's different for me.
Yeah.
And I just have to go with the flow. I'm like, yeah. Looking at my calendar, it's pretty fucking packed right now. I'm like, whew. Yeah. Like, you know, every minute of the day is planned out, and it's like stressful. But, you know, we got break coming up, and then, like, the actual winter break as well.
Yeah.
And that's hopeful, even though it's a little short, but Spring will be better, I feel. Spring is always
better. Yeah, it's always better. This
I've heard a couple people disagree with me on that. I'm like, really? Spring sucks for you? And I'm like, the snow. Okay. You can get past that.
Get over it.
I'm talking about the vibe here. Yeah, it sucks to walk outside, but no, you get the little coffee. You get the little sweater and you're like,
yeah, that's cute.
You know, listen to your playlist that make you feel warm.
Yeah.
It's the little things. And it's, I don't know, like last I'm feeling pretty good because last night I read and it's been like a couple weeks since I read my book and it was so good. I'm like, what the fuck? I haven't been reading this book and I feel so like this author's my new favorite author. Aww. And, you know.
Good.
But you think like, well, I guess I can read right now. And then you read and then it's like, oh my God, this is so much better like than I thought. Like I was so dragging my feet with this little thing. You know, to make time for me instead of staring at my phone. And I gave it a shot and I actually felt good. But there's sometimes where I pick up that book and I'm like, man, this just isn't me right now. Like, I just want to scroll and I'll let myself do that. But, you know,
I do know.
Get out the little things.
I'm just happy that I'm going to Boston and I don't have any tests this week.
Yeah. I feel that too. I need to go.
I need to go, not have anything to do.
I was looking up. I got like a little list going on of restaurants, places to eat.
Good.
There was this. What is it called? Oh, what's it called? The putter? The putthole? It's the putt-putt. I don't know. It's a mini golf, like indoor thing. And really? It has like, it's like mixed with technology sort of. Ooh. So like the things will light up and there's like all that. Cool. And it's really cool and it's all like.
Cool.
But. I don't know. There's a little bar in there. Margaritas and whatnot. Yeah.
Oh.
See, that's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
It's a week away, pretty much. Well, a little less. Yeah. You gotta keep trucking. Got my chips cashed in. He's trucking. Listen to some music. Now what?
Oh, I feel terrible.
Still?
Yes.
Fuck.
yes.
Well, you know what? Feel that. Feel terrible.
Oh, I feel it.
Because when you're happy, you're not going to feel terrible.
You know what I want?
What?
One of those like thick, like snap planner binder things.
What?
They're like small, thick. They're like. What grandmas have, like they're like fluffy binder with a snap on it.
Like a diary?
It's a planner. It's like a planner.
I thought you were saying planter.
No, planner. Like I got a plan tomorrow and plan the next tomorrow.
A fluffy planner.
It's like a snap binder planner.
The button? I'm confused.
Like.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
What? Excuse me.
Yeah.
They didn't have any at Barnes & Nobles? Why is that one $104?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy.
But I don't want it to be big, you know? I want it to be small.
It's like a Kindle sort
like
of
this
closure thing. That's packed to the brim.
Yeah, I want it to be packed to the brim. I like the vibe of packed to the brim. Like, tell me you wouldn't want this.
That makes me a little nauseous.
What?
That's like 6 books in there.
A bowl full of lemons. Let's see what they got. What?
That's the name of the brand?
I don't know.
Bowl full of lemons?
I love how they have a guide.
Look at the pocket, personal, compact, classic. The purple one?
Louis Vuitton A5.
The purple one's cute.
What was that pocket? No.
So you think that this will make you feel less terrible having a little pocket planner? It's fluffy.
Well, it's just buying it and never using it. That makes me feel better.
Go for it. I don't know.
Like buying it, like, because I love buying things. Retail therapy. You know?
Retail therapy, yeah. You're going to get a ton of that in the city. Or the fucking city. The downtown Bastion.
You know?
I have a feeling. We need to go to little quaint places. You know. None of that big corporate shit. Like, we're not going to Macy's.
We're not going to Target. No Target.
No Starbucks, no. But there's, like, 5 around where we're staying.
We're right in the fucking... We're on the harbor. We're right there.
Yeah.
We have a nice ass hotel. It wasn't that expensive.
We do, but we have to mostly take the train to go anywhere.
Whatever. Nowhere in the city.
Sort of. The places I looked up, it's like 15-minute train ride or like 20-minute walk.
What is that, Hyatt?
Just fine. I don't remember the address. Facebook. Whatever you do, don't post that on Facebook.
Yeah, that's fine.
Comment it on a post I'm tagged in. No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Yeah, right here. Look at it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But like the stuff is across the bridge over there.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, a lot of expensive. Oops, a lot of expensive places. What?
I don't know. A lot of expensive. Yeah, well, it's Boston. Mm-hmm.
I know. A lot of oysters.
Yeah, but our view is impeccable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at this. I hope we can go out there.
Yeah, have a little fire.
Oh, little smoke, fire. Smoke. Look at the mums.
The mums.
Go on a boat ride.
A little drink.
Don't we have a fold-out couch or something?
Yeah. I forgot about that. Well, it's a bed.
Whoa.
It's
so bad. That's a nice chandelier. A little meeting.
We can have a little meeting, yeah.
Wow. Business casual.
We better get a not... Well, either way, we have a good view, I think. Mm-hmm. The city is beautiful, yeah. And you have the water.
The water. See, traveling always makes you feel better.
Get some drinks.
Well, I have a feeling... God, I gotta just plan more trips. I forget the fact that I have the power to just leave and go somewhere.
Dude, we all like,
it boggles my mind because like I can be like, I'm gonna go to Saratoga for like a weekend.
I want to go to Vermont.
Vermont? I thought about that or somewhere like Connecticut. I don't know.
Something like that.
Salt Lake City, Utah. How about
I'd
that?
I'd like to go to Salt Lake City.
Far away.
But that's a plane and that's expensive.
So is Oregon.
All of that shit is expensive.
It is.
Being that's where my brother is.
Oregon or Utah?
California. Same area of the world.
You know what? I never want to go to California.
What?
I just don't want to. I don't know. Nothing against it, but like...
California.
It just feels like a place that I wouldn't vibe with so much.
Well, you gotta pick a place. Not like LA or whatnot. But
it
that's
just feels like it's always gonna be that. It just seems like fucking like huge San ass Fran. Florida. That's like what it feels. Maybe. See the bridge.
Beaches. Those beaches are nice.
I'm afraid. I'm afraid of that water.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of sharks.
Yeah, dude. That's the real thing to be scared of, those animals.
I'm good with the lake here, you know? It's fine.
It's fine.
Little fish.
It's fine. Yeah, no.
Beach, no beach. I like it.
My brother lives
anywhere
in
but here.
Inglewood? Yeah. One of those famous places. Hold on. Let me look up Inglewood.
Famous.
Yeah, let me give you my brother's fucking address. Exactly.
Let's drop his address right now. For someone to like 8-hour flight.
Wow.
Longest.
Look at this weather.
Technically the longest flight I've ever been on is a 10-hour flight, but I don't remember it at all because I was a baby. Apparently I was a good old baby.
Dude, Randy's Donuts is in Inglewood, California.
The donut. Isn't that the one that Iron Man like ate a donut in?
Maybe.
He like sat in
there. I was thinking, remember that one episode of...
I think it was like pink.
Remember that one episode of
Simpsons?
No, it's a cartoon. Fucking
Simpsons?
It's not the Simpsons.
Why is there a police up there? A police car.
I don't know. Well, it's in California.
Woo,
who knows?
Woo, woo.
Yeah, that's where my brother lives.
He lives at Randy's Donuts.
Yeah, he lives at Randy's Donuts.
He lives in the hole of the donut. Cute. Ugh. Little bikes. Dude, I want a bike.
Yeah, I want a bike too.
Like, why don't I have a bike, you ask? Because I don't have a bike anymore.
I have a bike.
The brakes were so squeaky that I was like, I gotta get them. I did get them fixed. And the bike itself, like, some reason would just, like, like every time I braked and like I can't do this, like I'm waking up the neighborhood, it's so fucking loud.
Really,
I got rid of it. My dad was so pissed. He's like, why did we sell the bike and now you want the bike but you want a different bike? I'm like, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Like, that's so embarrassing.
It's really funny.
I want to be able to, but that's kind of my plans are changing so much. But I want to, so I don't know if I told you this, but fuck the residency. Fuck the Boston residency.
Really?
I'm not going to make any money if I go there. Because
okay.
The sublet would be half the stipend.
Yeah.
And then I would only have $1,000 to live on food, gas,
yeah,
and whatever else I needed per month.
Yeah.
So that's not enough. And I would walk away with no money at the end of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do is just pump out work.
Really?
And do craft shows, do Harbor Fest, do all these things, yeah. like travel. I'll go to Ithaca. I'll go wherever. Yeah. And I don't think I'm going to do it soon because I don't know if I can afford it. But there's these little trailers that you hitch to your car. They're mm-hmm. kind of like a pill shaped thing. And it's got enough room for a bed for you.
Yeah.
And then there's like a little mini fridge, little stove, little sink. And it's and then you could just pack the car with all the stuff and then just go. Or just my dad's like, pitch a tent, pitch the teepee. Like,
yeah.
And just and then I'll take a little bike, you know, just
yeah.
Yeah. Go on some bike trails while I'm there. And that's just yeah. What are you doing this summer? Well, come with me, let's go.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck it, dude, but I need money.
Mm-hmm. We can go halvesies.
You want to go halvesies? That's fine with
you
me.
You can take half the money of the stuff I make and put our work into. I'll pay you to go with me.
I need money, though.
For yeah. You should make little stuff. I don't know. And sell it with me.
Yeah, I can do that. Little... I can make glass. I'm a glass blower. Well, I'm not a, technically a glass blower, but I'm but a that'd be so flame super... worker.
Yeah, make little cups and stuff. And
I can do that, John.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a studio.
Ceramics and glass.
No one knows those, but I do have a studio. Well, it's my parents' studio, but we have a studio.
You can literally bring some of your dad's jewelry or whatever.
And he's not getting that much. That's my money, dude.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah,
we'll work it out.
We're it's actually, so we are selling our jewelry, well, their jewelry mm-hmm. at my, the next person that I go to. Jesus Christ, I get my nails done at.
Mm.
I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Can we stop this?
Yeah. We're just about that time.
Can we go to Starbucks?
Perhaps, yeah.
Because I'm hungry. And I have to tutor at 12.
All right. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Don't be so stressed.
Ooh.
In due time. In due time.
Yeah. All right.
See ya. Bye.
Shit.